I'd lived at Amravati for 10 years prior to coming to Avayagiri, and we had at that time there were no kutis. Everyone lived in buildings with in rooms. This was a converted school. So one of the ethics of Avayagiri and my kind of founding principles was no corridors. No rooms on corridors. Everyone's in a kuti, and we all live in the forest, and everyone's in a kuti. And so that was something I wanted to put in place. And again, the Lumbar Pasanda was very much in accord with that. So that's what that dictated the style. So even though the land is really rugged and it's really hard work to put the kutis in the various different corners of the forest, and some people have got a long hike, like a half mile hike and a 400 or 500 foot climb to get back to your kuti. That is also something that I feel has been a real benefit over time. And one of the things I said that is a contrast to Amravati is in living in a Bayagiri, it's almost impossible to stay stuck in your head, because if you're up in your head, you'll fall off the path and roll down through the poison oak, and it'll be with you for the next 3 weeks. So you have to keep your mind and your body and your attention on the ground. Where are you putting your feet? And so that it's a very physical teaching. It's a physically demanding environment. Also, the heat of the summer and the temperature differential between night and day. You can't ignore your body. You're always putting on layers and taking them off during the course of a day. Here in England, I'm not criticizing England at all, but you can put on one set of clothes in the early morning, you wear the same stuff all day long, and you feel comfortable all day long. It's like the temperature, it doesn't vary that much. Whereas a Bayagiri, that you're very, very conscious of being a body that's meshing with its environment, and the air temperature around you is continually changing. So that is another of the aspects of a Bayagiri life that I found was really helpful. So there's the steepness, the ruggedness of the land, the size of it, 280 acres of forest now. Oh, and the land across the road as well that's been acquired. That there's a physicality to the life that's really helpful. It's kind of kayan upasana, mindfulness of the body, is an absolute necessity. And that's very good for people, the majority of people coming from a middle class intellectual based life and education. It's good to have a need to come out of your head and be in your body, and to relate to Dhamma practice in a very engaged physical way.